Welcome to R.C. Blakes Jr. Ministries, emanating from New Home Family Worship Center of New Orleans and Houston. Now, be prepared to be blessed as we hear a special word from Pastor Blakes.
With the recent events that we have, and I am teaching now, I'm going to try to be brief today. I don't think this message requires verbosity or a lot of words. I think the message is going to be somewhat clear. But when you look at recent events in our country and even the world, it is evident that something is wrong. And in my opinion, it's a very sad day when you can have a situation like Ferguson or New York, or even now I hear recently, I think last week I was watching the news and I see where Jews are being assaulted in France, I think it is, and are having to leave there and go back to Israel. I think last year as many as 7,000 left because of hatred. And racism is not only white to black, but it is as much black to white. If there was a record of how many white people are assaulted in black communities, it would blow your mind. But when these things happen and the church is silent, the church is constantly going over, warmed over rhetoric that is meaningless and pointless and has no real relevance to the times, it is then that I believe the heart of God is grieved. As I look and I think about racism, it is a satanic institution that is strictly designed to divide people who were created to work together. And one thing I must say that it does not slip my mind, since this is this morning predominantly a black congregation, y'all told me you had white friends and Hispanic friends, but I don't see them with you this morning. Yeah, you told me. You told me for 3 weeks. Who brought you, my baby? All right, praise the Lord. Well, we got a few, but I'm talking about the general population, you know. They ain't got no, you know, praise the Lord. Yeah, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Y'all ain't brought nobody. One thing you must remember, black people, the civil rights movement would have never gotten off of the ground had Dr. Martin Luther King not had the support of many white people. There were white people dying for our rights as much as there were black people. They put their lives on the line. The devil will make you think that it's a black-white issue. It is a satanic issue. Every white person you see is not racist. Every black person you see is not racist. Every Hispanic person you see is not racist. It is a satanic institution. Now let's get some definition. Racism. It is a belief that race is the primary determinant of human traits and capacities, and that racial differences produce an inherent superiority of a particular race, producing prejudice, white supremacy, black power. We're better than. Racism is not a new phenomenon. Really, when you look at it, racism has been a reality for almost as long as mankind has existed. Even in the life of Moses, Moses dealt with racism. Moses married a black woman and his family didn't like it. If you look in Numbers 12:1, it says, "And Miriam and Aaron speak against Moses because of the Ethiopian woman." Touch that neighbor, tell them she had hips and lips. whom he had married, for he had married an Ethiopian woman. He married a black woman, and his family disapproved because of her, everybody say, race. Now, what fuels the insanity of racism? A few terms I'm going to throw out. Number one is prejudice, and there's a difference between being prejudiced and being racist. I would submit to you that everyone in this room has some measure of prejudice. To be prejudiced means to prejudge people without true knowledge of the person, to look at me and to, you know, gaze the external and to make determinations about my character or value without ever really getting to know me. You prejudge me. I remember I had an occasion where I was in a place, and I'll be quick with this, and there was this big white man with tattoos, and he had earrings, and he was bald-headed, and my mind immediately went, this is a skinhead, and he don't like black folk, and it wasn't 5 minutes later that I found out that man was a Christian and the most meek and loving man in the world, but I prejudged him before I ever gave him a chance to make himself known. Then there's this term that I learned within recent years, xenophobia. It is the fear of people who are different than you. Most of you all in here today could not bring any person other than a black person with you because you are fearful of people who are different. Wow. Okay, let me move on. Then we have intolerance. It is the unwillingness to tolerate people who have a different view. Then we have ignorance, the lack of knowledge. And then, of course, we have the supremacist view, the view of one's group as being superior. Racism is a learned behavior. And all one would need to do is to go to the nearest nursery school, integrated nursery school, and you will see Asian, Hispanic, white, black babies all playing in the same crib, all playing with the same toys, hugging one another and kissing one another. It is after they have lived a certain length of time that they learn the behavior of racism from parents, from teachers, from friends, from television, sadly, but sometimes from church. It's a learned behavior. The most segregated day in America, Dr. Martin Luther King once said, is Sunday morning. Because people in America generally worship separately based on race. Now, it's amazing when you think about that. It's amazing how a person's theology is either ignored or twisted to accommodate a baseless, racist view. We can wave these Bibles and shout on Sunday morning and leave out of here and still have a racist view. You have to either ignore the Bible or twist its truth into what you want it to be. Now, the reality is this. Most people in the world are not racist. Yeah, it's just the truth. Most people in the world are not racist. It is a drama-driven media that thrives on sensationalism and takes the behavior of an ignorant minority to paint a false picture of the whole of society. Go to Ephesians chapter 2. Ephesians chapter 2. And verse 2, look what the word says. Wherein in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince. Watch this, watch these words. According to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. That reference to prince of the power of the air speaks of Satan and how he influences the air. What travels through the air? Media signals. Satan controls the messages of television and radio. Come on, somebody. You're going to get greater ratings if you show where the police strangled, white police officer strangled a black man and he died, than you would show if you show where a white police officer broke into a home and rescued a black baby out of a fire. It is a media system that is satanically manipulated to create division. What you see on the television does not represent the whole of society. Come on, somebody. Now, the engine of racism is man's need to feel superior. It stems from pride. Racism is fathered by pride. And pride is the cornerstone of Satan's makeup. Satan, watch this, promotes the spirit of pride, which makes one group feel that I must dominate or be superior to another group. Racism starts as a seed called prejudice, which is to what? Prejudge a person based on a predetermined sentiment about their look or their particular group. Let's look at three things. Number one, let's look at the inherent problems of a racist view. There's some built-in problems if you're racist. There's some built-in problems with your view, with your position. The engine of racism is the belief that one's particular race is superior to another's in some way. Now, this concept clearly does not originate with the Creator God. Racism is man's creation. No one is better than another in the Creator's view. That may be your view, but it is not the view of the Creator. God valued the entire world so much that he sent Jesus to lay down his life, watch this, for all. Everybody say for everybody. John 3:16, y'all know it. God so what? Loved the world that he gave his only begotten. Yeah, he loved the what? The world. Everybody say that's everybody. The world. The first thing to understand in this discussion that we're having about the insanity of racism is that there is only one race. The human race. Caucasians, Africans, Asians, Indians, Arabs, Jews are not different races. Rather, they are different ethnicities of the human race. We were in the Middle East. Let me show you how twisted this thing is. We were in the Middle East. My deacon over there with his hand over his face right now. And we were in, I forget what place we were in. We were in some little place, and there were a lot of Arabs there. And they were talking to him in Arabic because they knew he was an Arab. They know he was a Negro from New Orleans. They got him a turban, and I got the picture somewhere. They got him a turban. He's sitting on the bus with the turban and everything. Long lost brother, long lost brother. This is a Negro from New Orleans. Why? Because it's just the human race. All human beings are equally created in the image and likeness of God. According to Genesis 1, 26 and 27, y'all know what it says, God. Let us make man in our image. He made all of us in his image and likeness. We all come. Watch this. Here's another problem. Not only are we equal in the eyes of the Creator, but secondly, the second problem that we have in this thing called racism is that we all come from one blood.
Thank you for listening to R.C. Blakes Jr. Ministries, emanating from New Home Family Worship Center of New Orleans and Houston. You can write us or send a prayer request to R.C. Blakes Jr. Ministries, P.O. Box 571083, Houston, Texas, 77257. Be sure to mention that you heard us on the podcast. You may also call us at 713-991-1302. If you live in the Houston or New Orleans areas, or if you're just visiting, we invite you to come join us at one of our powerful family-oriented services where we are building a future for you. Our Houston location is 4805 Schermeyer Street in Houston, Texas. In New Orleans, we're at 13800 Hayne Boulevard in East New Orleans, Louisiana. For service times, directions, or more information about our ministry, call 713-991-1302. In the New Orleans area, call 504-244-6968. Our email is rc@comehometonewhome.org. And be sure to visit our website at www.comehometonewhome.org. Remember, you're on top and you're going higher. God has more in store for you.